Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, comedian Matt Holt in studio, plus Kostaki Economopoulos with the NFL, Thanksgiving, and s'mores. It's all coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Gotta freshen up my coffee, gotta practice my yo-yo. From 9 to 10, it's all penciled in, I'm staring out the window. Hey, eating a jelly donut, that's just one of my perks. Everybody's doing it, dicking around at work. I'd love to finish up that project, I'd love to finish that report. But first I gotta finish this yogurt and then download some porn. Gotta check out that new chick, I heard she's a flirt. Maybe she'd be up for dicking around at work. Carry around some folders, shuffle around some papers. I just spent 2 hours adjusting my screensaver. Gotta put you on hold, sir, your call's important to me. It will be ignored in the order it was received. Oh, I'm a model employee, I always clean the glass. When I finish making photocopies of my ass, I brown nose the bosses. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. I'm not apathetic, I just don't give a damn. Cause I'm dicking around at work. Yeah.
Yes.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Joined right now by comedian Kostaki Economopoulos. Can you hear me, Kostaki?
Absolutely. Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Kostaki.
I may have a bulletin for you, Kostaki. I know this is our NFL report.
Yeah.
I just saw this. Did you see that officially Rob Gronkowski has passed the un-retirement deadline?
Right.
He cannot rejoin the Patriots this season.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone's clamoring for his return, other than Patriots fans.
He's also not in shape. He's really lost a lot of muscle.
He's lost probably 40 pounds.
Yeah.
I guess technically he could have come back to the Patriots until just a few days ago. So
right, that's right.
He can come back if he chooses to come back next year. The Patriots would have first dibs. So,
Patriots lost. That's fun.
This has been your Patriots update, Kostaki.
Yeah.
I think Gronk is one of the more interesting figures in the contemporary world of the NFL.
Absolutely. The Patriots had the flu this week, which is only fair. They've been making the rest of us sick for years.
Is it true they flew on two different planes?
Two different planes, right. I wish we could all do that, right?
Yeah.
Anybody sneezing and coughing, you're on that plane over there. Uh-huh. Like, you go that way.
Wow.
That would be awesome. Robert Kraft owns two planes, which is how this was possible. It warms my middle class heart that a guy who owns two planes still has to pay for handies. I got to tell you.
Yeah, that's great. There you go. You got that going.
Yeah.
Nick Foles also got sick. He came down with a case of Minshew mania. Am I right? He was benched for Gardner Minshew again. So that's fun.
You've heard our song, haven't you?
Yes, I love the song.
Thank you.
Well, yes. there's a new update.
New version.
We're on 10.0.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 10 or 11.
I think isn't this the 11th version?
Oh, make 11. Sure.
10 and 11, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Did you enjoy the holiday?
Yeah. How was yours, Kostaki?
It was nice. We did almost nothing, which is great for a guy who travels for a living. I love that.
Did you do any, weren't you going to do some special Greek side dish with the turkey?
No. We didn't go that route this year. We just did kind of a non-traditional Thanksgiving, kind of, you know, just the three of us hung out, had a nice meal and watched football. It was awesome.
Wait a minute.
It was nice.
Was the nice meal turkey and the usual?
No, actually we didn't. We went pork chops and apples and
what are you from, Latvia? And,
what the hell? It's Brady Bunch?
Don't you an American? You have turkey.
I know. Mashed potatoes.
It's Thanksgiving.
I agree with you in principle, but since we didn't have the other kid and we didn't travel, we usually travel in the family, and so we just shifted gears and went a different way. It was nice. It was very nice.
You be you, Kostaki. Don't listen
That's
to
right.
him.
Well, that's fine. And move back to Greece if you're going to do
it's
that.
It's funny. Oh,
there you go. At last, a clear thinker.
You'll go back where you came from.
Yeah. Classic. No, it's Thanksgiving. Don't you want to have turkey? And
I agree. Yes, of course, yes. And usually we do. But this year we just shifted.
I have an idea for a new TV show.
All right.
Ready for this? It'd be a reality show. And you would show up with a food truck at some random time with Thanksgiving dinner for a family, but you'd have to have all their relatives come in, and they would have no idea that it was going to happen.
It'd be like July.
Yeah, it'd be like July 15th, or like something. Thanksgiving assault.
Everyone's
there. Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Just not.
I actually don't.
Wait a minute. Well, hang on, sir. What are you doing?
Shows up.
So here's my idea.
I don't
like on July 19th.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Pick a day.
Every week.
Any day at all.
Thanksgiving assault.
And, call it the Thanksgiving assault.
You would invite everybody. They wouldn't know that they're all going to meet.
Yeah.
And you'd say, okay,
well,
by
how
the way,
would you get them there?
Well, you'd tell them, hey, by the way, we've got a special.
Well, then they'd have to be invited.
Well, but you don't tell them that anybody else is
you
invited.
You wouldn't tell them that their relatives are all going to be there.
You don't tell them the name of the show or anything.
Yeah. You don't say, hi, I'm from Thanksgiving assault.
What's happening? Is your arm tingling and do you smell burnt toast?
I don't know.
What's happening to you, Tom?
I don't mind this idea.
I'm the jerk. I know that.
Don't you like having Thanksgiving food when it's not Thanksgiving?
Yes.
But I don't like to have relatives around.
Well, that's the whole point of the show. That's what's going to make it interesting.
That's right.
That's why
Christy's
we only
right.
do all this stuff once a
Nobody
year.
Nobody does that. And you every year.
Every Thanksgiving.
You're like, why don't I make a turkey? This is not hard. I should do this more often.
Right. Every year you say the same thing and never see it again for 365 days.
You're right.
Wouldn't it be? It'd be like, remember back in the day when Ed McMahon would knock on your door and you'd win $1 million?
Oh, publisher's clearing house.
You'd be going, God, I hope we get the Thanksgiving assault show knocking on our door.
That happened less than Thanksgiving, actually.
A lot of Googling right now.
Sorry.
Who is that?
Okay,
because I know most people would rather have a turkey dinner than $1 million.
I got a Columbia House honk we can talk about, too.
Hey, you know
who the hell is Ed McMahon?
You know who we get to host the show? Gronk. He's not going
He's
back.
Available, yeah.
Yeah.
He's
available,
yeah.
He's available.
Back to football, Kostaki. Sorry.
Well, the Lions lost on Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. What else is new? Turkeys have a better record on Thanksgiving. They've had a bad run.
Boy, that one looked good on paper. But
next year on Thanksgiving, the president should pardon a couple of Lions. That's
all right.
I knew he'd go political on us.
Cowboys lost. I love that. The Bills beat them. Last time New Yorkers upset Texans this much, it was because they made salsa. New York City!
Hey, Kostaki, since you guys had pork for Thanksgiving, yeah. are you getting tired of pork sandwiches and pork soup, pork chop hash?
No, we didn't have that problem.
Okay.
We didn't overdo it.
Not a lot of leftover pork, I'm
but
sure.
But I do miss that. That's my favorite part is the following few days of turkey sandwiches and whatnot.
Would that be a good restaurant concept? Call the place the day after Thanksgiving.
Day after Thanksgiving and have all leftovers?
I'm Tom Griswold. I can ruin anything. Give me a concept and ruin it.
If you were at the mall in the food court, you looked up, what are you going to have? Let's see now. Oh. Hey, they've got Thanksgiving leftovers.
Once again, once a year.
I like this idea too.
This isn't a bad idea.
There is a
plan. I'm happy about it, but I'm on your team.
No, it is a bad idea.
There is a store at the mall that you go to all the time. Right. One of the sandwich shops has the turkey Thanksgiving sandwich. It's,
is that right?
Yes, it's turkey cranberry dressing. Yeah,
yeah. I'll have to go check this out. I have no idea.
There's one just down the road from here, too.
Yeah.
In a little strip mall.
Josh and I and Hoffy had it
and?
The day before Thanksgiving. We told you about it. It's like it's a new idea now.
Mm-hmm.
Just thought of it.
Wait, you had the Thanksgiving leftover sandwich the day before Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Very Inception kind of thing.
At a sandwich shop.
That doesn't seem right. Seems like you're spoiling the whole deal. That's crazy.
Sure beats a pork chop hash.
Yeah, you're right. I don't disagree with you there. Mm-hmm. The Falcons also lost on Thanksgiving.
Sorry.
Their slogan, of course, rise up. It's like when they wrote it, they knew there would be nowhere to go but up with this team. They went with the throwback logo, harkening back to that golden era when the Falcons were mediocre. Oh, I miss that. That was when they were 8-8. That was nice.
Do you buy any of the throwback jerseys when they come out?
I have a throwback Falcons hat with the old logo, which I enjoy. I like the throwback stuff. I think of all the things people complain about in the NFL, I think that one they're wrong. I like the throwback.
Now, do you think an adult male should wear a jersey when it's not game day?
Oh, that's a great question.
I'm not opposed to it in principle, but I am
violently opposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're at the game or watching the game at home, don't wear your jersey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you own like 100 jerseys. Where do you wear them all? You can't go to the games game that often.
How do you know I have 100 jerseys? First of all,
I know you a little bit.
Secondly, yes, but I don't wear them other than game day. And I switch if things are going bad.
I've seen this
back from jersey to jersey to jersey.
I have a way to I think qualify the so-called throwback jersey games. I think there should be a federal law.
Here we go.
I'm not real big on the federal government.
Let them step in, and here's Tom to ruin it.
When they do throwback jerseys,
uh-huh. Yes.
They should be required to do throwback beer prices. That's all I'm saying.
I love this.
Oh,
this one I'm on board with you.
Yeah, that won't cause a problem at a professional sporting event. People all getting drunk. That sounds like a great idea.
Remember nickel beer night with the Cleveland Browns?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Like
that sounds like a minor league baseball thing, though, actually. Do throwback.
Yeah.
Or ABA basketball. That sounds like an ABA thing.
Throwback beer prices. That might
I love that about the minor league game. So they do the crazy stuff. I went to one once, and they had a prize. They talked about it for like 5 innings. And they gave away the lap of luxury. That's what the gift was. And it was you got to sit in a Lazy Boy chair on top of the dugout and have a box of chicken. It was the lap of luxury.
That's not bad.
All right.
Yeah. I like that very much.
You get a foul ball to the face.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah, try getting out of the Lazy Boy quickly.
The chicken leg is now stuck in his throat.
You have to sign a waiver. Sure, I would think.
He couldn't move because he was chicken leg. He was in a Lazy Boy. He couldn't get moving enough to get out of the way of the
that
ball
sickening
hurling
thud.
Now you're reclined in a hospital bed now after that.
So, now, mind you, foul ball that close. Ouch.
Now, I hope they get this minor league thing sorted out, by the way. There's the threat of about 40 teams going away, but that's a different sad story in sports. I think it'd be cool if one of the minor league baseball teams picked up on my idea here.
Yeah, I agree.
Throwback beer prices.
You remember that Tim Tebow's first at bat in the minor leagues, he hit a home run. And a friend of mine calls me and goes, how can a guy who's never been to second base hit a home run?
That's a sex joke
right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
your friend, your friend, you're handing that to your friend. So the dull thud on this end.
I'm telling jokes for a friend now. Yeah, it's safer.
Hey, Kostaki, I know that you do this segment on lots of different radio stations. Seriously, is it the worst when we do it with you? Because
is it the worst?
Because we just ruin it.
It's the most interrupted.
Okay, sorry. Do the rest of the guys chuckle to keep the flow going? How does it work?
Yeah, they help. Me. It's weird.
I was helping you out.
Well, how much help do you want? I mean,
well, a little bit. At least don't play defense.
So we've established that adult males should not wear a jersey when it's not game day. At what age should you stop wearing your hat backwards unless you're a baseball catcher?
Oh,
24.
Wow, that's a good question.
I don't think you should ever wear your hat.
Yeah, you 24. Should never start.
That's young.
Never wear
it. 24.
Yeah, baseball cap backwards once you're carrying a kid.
Out of college, done.
Yeah, once you're carrying a kid around, no.
What if you play base, Christy? Do you get a few more years?
No.
No, that's crazy.
No.
What about, can we get rid of the visor while we're talking about
it? Oh, Tom has
loves
a visor.
The visor.
What?
Tom loves a visor. Have you not seen Tom wearing a visor?
No, he's a card dealer every morning.
That one right here. Ever since I had this eye issue, the lights in here, I have to wear either a baseball cap or a visor.
But he can't wear a hat because his head gets hot. You know.
when I first come here in the morning, I wear the visor so the skull can breathe.
because all that brain activity,
it's like the radiator of my body.
Yeah. No, he knows if he wears a visor on camera, we're gonna just kill him.
These lights, I can't. With all these eye issues I'm having, I can't sit in these lights. Now, Kostaki, I think we're closing in on the famous closer.
We got a solid
3 minutes.
Okay, all right.
I just don't want
Barry
you to get interrupted.
Sanders and Emmett Smith both visited the broadcast booths on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Barry was better, but Emmett stayed longer. See, that's anyone?
You're referencing their football careers.
Oh.
Yeah, I get it.
So they're,
most
they're
people agree that Barry Sanders was the much better running back, but he retired too soon.
Gotcha.
And Emmett hung in there and set the record.
See, I'm going to count that as helpful, Chick. Thank you.
That was nice.
Okay, either or, who would you rather have lunch with, Frank Gore or Al Gore?
Oh, God. You're asking Kostaki this?
No, well, Kostaki, of course, I don't...
I think I've set a record for asking this question today. Are you okay?
That's number three today.
No, that's like... Talk about non sequiturs. You missed the hunk where Matt Holt has an erection at a grocery store for no reason.
To be fair, a high-end grocery store.
He faked it.
He stuck a cucumber in his pants, I guess.
I asked a simple question. I just asked Matt if he'd ever...
Hey, Kostaki, look, you're here for 10 minutes, okay? We're here all morning, all right?
Get the tape, you can hang
up and go into your kitchen and have a nice cup of coffee, all right?
Or leftover pork.
Okay. I'm safe.
Kostaki, leftover pork.
Now, Kostaki, we should explain Chick's attitude today. Chick has an advent calendar, and each...
And it ain't helping!
Each day has a portion of liquor.
I love it.
And today, he's only had the one shot.
A hunk of cognac.
A hefty shot.
Yeah.
Now, do you have an advent calendar for your child?
No, we don't. I like that idea.
Well, CPS could be knocking on the door.
We have one. I've got one for my little girls, and it comes with like a little golf ball size package each day, and then there's a little toy they put together. It's a lot of fun. A little Christmas cheer. Get them ready for
the
season. You can probably get a good deal on one now since we're 3 days in.
Do you have that's a good point. We used to do the candle that we had a candle that we it was
that's
like
a Hanukkah, thick, that's a different religion.
Yeah, that's
no,
a
no, that's a totally different
I don't want to hear any of your Greek weirdo.
This is from my mom. It was like a big thick candle that had 21
That was a dildo, Kostaki.
Oh my gosh.
That was a fiery dildo.
fiery.
You would burn
in a grocery store shopping for pork chops. Is anybody still listening to this?
No.
You know, the NFL doesn't listen to this show anymore. So would you light a candle every day going up to Christmas? Is that what's going on?
You would have to. The goal was to burn it down for the next year. You'd have a.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I would like to go back in time and not mention this.
Yeah.
So last night, Kostaki, I get home and my 3-year-old goes, "Daddy, can we have a fire?" So, because we have this,
oh, I can't imagine
we have
the
this
production.
We have this fireplace outside. And
this
outside. So I'm thinking,
how many people did you have to call before the fire?
This is so sweet. She wants to have a fire
uh-huh.
outside. So I went outside and
burned pictures of Daddy.
Made a fire, and then her mom comes home and she goes, "Daddy says we're having s'mores." What? There was no discussion of s'mores.
So she tricked
you. She threw you under the bus.
She's three.
She's
conned
smart.
Me into making because I love that. I love having a fire.
Right.
Love the outdoor fireplace. Made
and you did it. You did it all yourself. You got the wood. You did it all yourself. Well,
we keep the wood right there.
And when did the s'mores
put on the flame
happen?
Retardant?
What time?
And after dinner, we had to make s'mores and check local listings. Raining, freezing.
So it worked.
Yeah, it totally worked.
I was totally conned by a 3-year-old.
Totally worked for her.
Does she know yet you can make a s'more in a microwave?
That would be no fun.
I'm just saying.
Who wants to make a s'more in a microwave?
Just saying.
That's a terrible idea.
Safety enthusiasts.
No, they're getting irradiated, Pat. That's why you go to the hospital all the time.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Kostaki, closer.
All right. Antonio Brown met with and gave some advice to some high school football players in Florida. How troubled are your teenagers? They need some words of wisdom from Antonio Brown.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I was trying to think of somebody I'd want my kid to emulate even less than Antonio Brown. I mean, you got to really stretch, like David Koresh or Joseph Stalin. Or
oh, my.
A character from a Fail video, like the guy jumping off the roof and lands next to the pool. Like, let's get that guy to talk to our kids.
That's going to be hard. He's flat broke.
Flat broke. See, he jumped out and he landed and he's flat. See?
Yeah.
Here's Pat with a song.
But he's flat broke.
I'm flat broke.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.